I imagine they just call them one. Or they use fans, I've got no idea.
Hairdryer.
Started at the Tureway, North West London. Monday, 27th of Adar Rishon, 28th of February. Rabbi Avrom Metzger Shlita, Milchemes Amalek. This week's Torah have been sponsored by Frank DeLang on the first yahrzeit of Mr. Jack Ullman, Zichron Livracha, Rabbi Yaakov Ben Rabbi Yehuda, Zichron Livracha.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I would like to discuss today about Milchemes Amalek. One interesting point we find in Milchemes Amalek. Milchemes Amalek obviously is very connected to this time of the year, Chodesh Adar. We've already heard of the Minhagim of Parshas Zocher coming up. Parshas Zocher is the mitzvah Aseh Mideraisa to remember the Maisa Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us when we went out of Mitzrayim. The big chutzpah that they had to come and fight Klal Yisrael after the whole world saw the Yad Hashem by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The big Giluyim, the big Nissen that happened, and they still came to fight. And like the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, the point of the mitzvah is to instill in us and arouse in us a deep hatred for Amalek. We should never lose it. We should never lose it over the time. And that will bring us to fight them, to wipe them out. We'll feel the hatred in us, and then we'll go, when the right time comes, to do a full Mechias Amalek, to wipe them out. And of course, the reason why Parashat Zochar is next week is because the week before Purim, Purim was a Mechias Amalek. Haman HaGogi was a descendant of Amalek. He was the chief troublemaker at the time of the Maisa Purim. He was the Amaleki trying to wipe out Klal Yisrael. And the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shleilam, the Atzala of the Ribbono Shleilam, he was killed. And less well known, in fact, is that it wasn't just Haman himself who was the Amaleki that was killed by the story of Purim. In fact, in Megillas Esther, when we find that after the Yeshua, then Achashverosh changed the letters around. Instead of the Goyim fighting the Yidden, and the Yidden had the right to fight the Goyim, and Yud Gimel Ador. So the Psukim even count out the numbers. The Psukim say that B'chol Medin is HaMelech Achashverosh. In all the countries of Achashverosh, then they killed a staggering amount of 75,000 people. They had the right to go and kill all their Soinim, all their enemies. They had the chance to get them back, and they killed 75,000 around the world, all the Medinas of Achashverosh. And in Shushan alone, they killed 500, another 500, and then when Esther asked for another day on Yud Daled Adar that they should be able to fight in Shushan, they killed a further 300. So altogether, they killed 75,800 of their enemies. It's a huge amount. And if you look in the Targum, you'll see that he says on every single one of those psukim that all those numbers were people of Zera Amalek. They were all Amalekim. This was a mass milchama against Amalek. Wipe out Amalek. Unfortunately, say this was a hakdama introduction before the Binyan Bayis Sheni, which was about to come a few years later. That we know when Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, there's three mitzvahs that have to be Mamana Amalek first, and then they have a mitzvah wiping out Amalek, and then a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. So before the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, there had to be a Mechias Amalek, the Muhammad to wipe out Amalek before. But that's what happened by the Maisa of Purim. So this is what Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is really the month. The month Keneged Amalek is actually a very interesting Chizkuni. We're coming to Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni at the end of the week. The Chizkuni on Parshas Beshalach. By the first time Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael. Vayobay Amalek, vayilochim em Yisrael berefidim. After Yetzias Mitzrayim, they came to fight. So vayomer Moshe Yeshua. Moshe said to Yeshua, b'chal lanu anoshim. Choose for us men from Klal Yisrael, but say Lachim Amalek and go and fight Amalek. So who are these people that he was going to choose to go and fight Amalek? So Rashi says it means go and choose Giboyrim v'Yerechet. People who are strong, warriors will be able to fight a war, and people of Yerushimayim. So their schus will help them, be misayeh them, in fighting Amalek. But the Chizkuni says a very interesting thing. Chizkuni says the people that he went to choose were people who were born with their birthday was in Chodesh Adar Sheni. Because we know every month of the year corresponds to a different mazel. There's 12 mazolis in the year. Each month has its mazel, which is mashpia on it, which has its koyach. And when we have an extra month in a leap year like this year, when there's 13 months, so what's the mazel of Chodesh Adar Sheni? So the Chizkuni says that Chodesh Adar Sheni doesn't have a mazel. It doesn't have any mazel. It's a big chilush. It's not under any koyach, any hashpah from Mazalit. It's above the Mazalit. Amalek, they were very into kishuf. Very into magic. Magic uses a lot of the Mazalit, the koyach of the Mazalit. To be able to fight and overcome Amalek, they needed to get people who were born in Chodesh Adar Sheni, who were there of this extra mile of not being under, so to speak, a certain Mazal. And then with that, they could go and overcome Amalek. That's the first piece. This is what Chodesh Adar. This is what Chodesh Adar is.
Who said the Chodesh?
Sorry?
I was wondering who said the Chodesh back in those days.
Who said the Chodesh, right?
Who's the Cheskuni, please?
One of the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim. So, there's an interesting horror on the Megillah says. We find that after the Nes of Achashverosh, Torah, the Gezerah, decided to send out the letters and Klal Yisrael cannot go and fight their enemies, Manahapichu, like we said. So came Yud Gimel Adar, everybody went out to fight, they killed off 75,000 Amalekim. Then the Pasuk says, Bayoy Mahu on that day on Yud Dalet Adar, Bo Misvah Harugim B'Shushan Abiro, the numbers of the people killed in Shushan, was in the local place, got reported, Lefnei HaMelech, to Achshverosh, he got reported from on ground, the battle on ground, he got told how many people were killed, 500 people killed. So, Achshverosh calls in Esther, Amalka, and he tells her, Shushan Abira, Hogu Ayyudin, Abin Chamish Meiz Ich. In Shushan Abira alone, 500 people have been killed, and who knows, Bisham, Idinis HaMelech Ma'asu, who knows what else has been done in the other countries, he didn't know yet what the numbers were, how many people were killed. Then he says, Ma'ashe Losech V'inosilach. V'inosilach V'inabakal Shosech Oid V'siyos. You tell me, what else do you want? Tell me, what else do you want, Esther? So Esther says to him, Atoima Esther, I'm Imal Amelach Toiv. If you're happy, you're not saying, Gamacha la Yehudim Asher B'Shushan. Give us another day to the Yidin Asher B'Shushan, give us another day to go and fight the enemies. Now what was Esther so desperate to get another day to go and fight the enemies? I'm saying, they were already 75, we're saying, they're already 75,500 people Amalekim killed already. Why did you feel it's so important to ask for another day? To get a further 300, I'm saying 300 out of 75,000 is not such a big amount. Just to get the extra 300, why does she feel it's so important to ask for another day? But more than that, if you look at the Gemara Megillah says on this pasuk that that Achashverosh changes tone of expression from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. The Gemara says first, when Achashverosh started saying, Shushan Abira, Hoge Yehudim, Va'abit Chamish, Meiz Ish, when he started saying the numbers, there's 500 people already killed in Shushan. So the Gemara says, Koas, he started getting very angry. At the end of the day, we know Achashverosh wasn't a big lover of Klal Yisrael. He hated Klal Yisrael more than Haman did even. It was a big nes that Achashverosh changed, Baruch Hu changed his heart and his feeling towards Klal Yisrael. But the truth was, he didn't really like Klal Yisrael. So when he started hearing about, when it started coming to him, the reports of how many people were killed, he got upset, he got very angry about it. And the Gemara says, Bo, Malach Vesorot Ya'apil. Malach came and hit him on his mouth, and that caused him to change his expression. And then, when he gets to the end of the pasuk, he says, Mashi losich minosi lochem abakashosich oid vesiyos. Tell me what else you want. Suddenly he changes his expression. He said, yeah, tell me what else you want. But we see that Achashverosh really wasn't so happy about what was going on, about this fight. So Baruch Hashem, Rebbein Shalom gave them atzolah that they could be zoicha to go against their enemies and fight them. But why did Esther have to put her foot in it again and say, okay, give us another day? She saw Achashverosh wasn't so happy about it. Okay, so leave it as it is. At the end of the day, we're still in Godless. We're still under Medina's Achashverosh. Why did you feel it's so important to ask for another day just to get an extra 300 Amalek? Could be the Bishayit like this. The truth is, we find this theme in other places in Mechames Amalek. Like we said, in the first time Amalek came to fight Klal Yisrael, so the Pasuk says, Moshe said to Yeshua, B'chal lonu anoshim, choose men, but say Elohim Amalek, go and fight Amalek. Macha, tomorrow Anoichi Nitzav al Risha Givah. Tomorrow I'm going to stand on the top of the hill. Like we know when Rabbeinu put his hands up and he was davening to Rabbeinu Shleilam and they were fighting down below in the valley. So he said to him, Macha, tomorrow the fight's going to be tomorrow. He made the doggish, he made the point of saying that tomorrow the fight's going to be tomorrow against Amalek. And if you look in Shmuel, another time when Klal Yisrael fought, but Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a cloud, with David HaMelech, with his men, at the beginning of his Malucha, he went to fight Amalek. And there the Pasuk says as well, By Yaakov, he hit them, he smite them, Me'aneshev, had the erev from the morning until the evening, Lemachar also, and on the next day. When they went to fight Amalek, they fought them one day, and on the next day, and on the tomorrow. And Rashi there already, is oimed on this, and Rashi says, Lemodem heim Amalekim lukas b'yoy mocha. Amalekim are used to being punished, being fought on a yoy mocha, on the tomorrow. You see, there's this theme that the war against Amalek is always on a mocha, it's always on a tomorrow. That's why Esther wanted to get this. You're not saying gal mocha. It sounds very. Esther wanted this fight. This was a mechanas Amalek going on here by the time of the Maisa of Purim. She wanted to get the mocha. To fight Amalek, you need a mocha. But what's the pshat in this? What is this mocha that we're looking for to fight Amalek? The very interesting Gemara of Bava Basra. The Gemara of Bava Basra, Chafalaf and Madalaf, talks about if you have two people who could be candidates for a rebbe to teach children. One of them is Goris Veloy Daik. He knows a lot of Torah, he knows a lot of material to be able to hand it over to them. A lot of Torah. But Veloy Daik, he's not medactic, he's not particular to say exactly in the right way. On the other hand, the other rebbe, the other candidate for to be a rebbe at least, is someone who's Daik Veloy Goris. He doesn't know so much Torah, so he won't be able to teach them so much. But what he does know, he says it exactly right. Exactly to the point. So which one should he take? So there's machlokes in the Gemara, in fact. One Adama says, better take the one that is Goris Vilidai, the one that knows a lot of material, even though he doesn't say it exactly right, and he might end up saying a few mistakes along the way. But as the children grow older, they'll slowly realize the mistakes and throw them out, and they'll keep the rest of the Torah, the right part of Torah with them. But the other man, Doma, Rav Dimi, he says no. He says better take the one that's diet, that's very particular in saying it overright, even though he doesn't know so much. Why? Because he says, Shabeshto, a mistake, kim into all. A mistake, once it goes into the mind, into the head of a child, it could stay with him for a long, long time. Or stick with him. And the Gemara is an example, when we find by Dovid HaMelech, when he sent Yoel, who was his chief general, to fight Amalek. So the pasuk says there, Kishetes Chadoshim Yoshev Shom Yoel B'chol Yisrael. They stayed there for 6 months, Yoel, with all the Klal Yisrael, at Hichris Kol Zoch of Edom, until he wiped out all the males, all the Zchorim of Edom. So the Gemara says, Kiosa B'kamei to David, when he came to David HaMelech, he came back to David HaMelech. Omalei, David HaMelech said, in my time of the Sofi, why did he do this? Why did he only kill the males of Amalek? Amalek, he said, and what's the question? It says in the pasuk, Timcha es Zochar Amalek. That's what it says in the pasuk. Wipe out all the males of Kalis, of Amalek. So Amalek, so David HaMelech said to him, Vanon Zeche Karina. Or Zeche Karina. David HaMelech said, we read it, Timcha es Zeche Amalek. Zeche Amalek. You have to wipe out the whole Zeche. Any remembrance of Amalek, you've got to wipe them out. Yoav said, what do you mean? I read it, Zochar. Zochar Amalek. So he went to his Rebbe, the Gemara says, he went to his Rebbe and asked his Rebbe, his school teacher, how did you teach it to me? And his teacher said to him, yeah, it says, Timcha Zocha Amalek. He said, how could you do that? The Gemara says, he took out his sword and there's two different Sodom and the Gemara, whether he actually killed him or not for doing that. Very interesting thing. Yoav was a general, wasn't just a general, a mighty general in Tobad HaMelech's army. He was a god lador. The Chinuch said he was a god lador. He wasn't just a simple person, he was a god lador. And he, for many years, made this mistake of thinking that the mitzvah to wipe out Amalek is to wipe out the Zachorim of Amalek. Now, it was a mistake, but we've got to understand, he must have had a pshat, how he understood. He understood the whole Torah, everything he learned, he tried to understand deeper. If he thought that there's a mitzvah to wipe out, especially the males of Amalek, he must have had a reason to believe so. That should make sense, otherwise, we'd realize straight away that there's a mistake and it can't be. Why did he think there's some inyan to wipe out, especially the Zachorim of Amalek? But the truth is, if you look closer, Amalek themselves, when they came to fight Klal Yisrael, they came to target specifically the Zachorim of Klal Yisrael. Two interesting things are Chazal bring down by the Nechom of Amalek, Parshas Kitzeitze. Rashi brings on by Zani Pachol Kol Anachasholam Acharecha, when they came to fight. Rashi says, Makazonah, what were they, what was their code of fight? against Klal Yisrael. Rashi says they came and they cut off Choytech Milos of Klal Yisrael. They came to cut off the Bris Milos of Klal Yisrael. Rezork and Klapim Malah, and they threw them up to Shemayim. That was one thing they did. Another thing we find in Chazal that when Amalek came, Rashi also brings it Asher Korcha Badoreth. Rashi says Korcha is a Loshen Keri, a Loshen Tumah. What was this Tumah that they tried to be Metama Klal Yisrael? Rashi says that they came to be Metama them with Mishkav Zoch. Mishkav Zoch. It seems that they were coming specifically trying to target the Zochorim of Klal Yisrael. What did Amalek have against the Zochorim of Klal Yisrael so much? So the Posek says, Bereishis Bor Elokim Es Hashamayim Es Haaretz Say Chazal Bereishis Bishvil Yisrael Shenikroim Reishis. Klal Yisrael are called a Reishis. They're called a beginning. In the beginning of every, on everything lies its full potential, its full future. The future of the Bria, of the world, which Rabbeinu Shlomo made, was for Klal Yisrael. The whole Tachlis of the Bria was for Klal Yisrael. And it's far more right, but like Rabbeinu Shlomo, everything Rabbeinu Shlomo made on the Tzad HaToiv, he also makes a zeh l'umah zeh on the opposite side of the Tzad Hara. Like we have a ratius of Klal Yisrael, on the other side, on the Tzad Hara, we have a ratius of Amalek, like the Apostle calls them, ratius goyim Amalek. Their Amalek are also a ratius on the Tzad Hara. Their ratius is the opposite versus the ratius of Klal Yisrael. The ratius of Klal Yisrael is a ratius to bring throughout all the generations, throughout all the years of the world, to come to an achris, to come to the final day, which is by Yom Ha'uyah Hashem Echod Ushmoyah Echod. Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated a plan. The whole 6,000 years of the world should come. Everything that happens in this world, we know, we believe, is all part of this wide plan, which is one long chain of events, all to bring us closer and closer and closer to reach the last day, which Rabbeinu Shlomo will Mashiach, and then there'll be a full eskalus of Rabbeinu Shlomo in this world. That's the tachlis of the whole world. That's the ratios of Klal Yisrael, is to bring us to an achris, to bring us to a future. Whereas Amalek's ratios is not so. Amalek's ratios is like the Apostle carries on, ratios goyim Amalek, v'charisoi adei oyvei. Their end is absolute destruction. They have no future. Amalek has no future. Amalek has no, they're not heading towards anything. We know the shorish of Amalek was his grandfather's Esav. We find the same thing by Esav. Esav said, when he sold the Bechor to Yaakov, he said, "Hinei anoichi hoylech lomos. I'm going to die." Because that's what Amalek is. Amalek, they're not heading to any future. They have no future. They're going to be gone. When Mashiach comes, they're going to be entirely wiped out. They won't have any existence anymore. They're not on any route. Klal Yisrael, we're on a route to reach somewhere, to head somewhere. We're heading towards somewhere. Amalek, on the other hand, they don't have any future. They're not going anywhere. And that's why you find also Esav. Esav was called Esav. Why was it called Esav? So Rashi brings on the pasuk there, Miloshen Nase, also already made. Esav was born full of hair like a grown person. He was a ready-made person. What does that mean? That means we, Klal Yisrael, we are born and then we grow. There's room for growth. There's room for progress because we're heading somewhere. We're trying to grow over the years. Take us farther and farther. Amalek, on the other hand, has no growth. Because then, and Esav, which is the shorish of Esav, they're not heading anywhere. They're not going anywhere. They have no destination. They don't have any future. They're already a grown person. There's nothing more for them to progress on, to make any progress on. They're already a finished person. That's what Amalek is. That is a deeper understanding of what the Sforim will write. Asher Korcha Badoreth, they say on the word Korcha, the Loshen Mikra, a Loshen of chance. Amalek's all about chance. Amalek say everything that happens in the world is chances. Because Amalek, because they're not heading to any future, they're not heading to any destination, so there's no connection between time, between the past, the present and the future. The past isn't to bring to the future. When you're on a route to head somewhere, then everything is all one long chain of events. The past brings to the next day, and then the next day to the next day. It's all one big plan to take you to reach somewhere. Amalek, on the other hand, they're not heading anywhere. So they don't believe in any future. So by them, everything's just a chance. There's no connection between the past and the future. Every day is just another day as it is by itself. We don't know whether there's going to be tomorrow or not. They're not heading anywhere, and therefore each day is by itself. Every day is a chance, not connected to what was before, not connected to what was after. That is why our Malik opposes anything that is a hemshach, anything that makes continuity, that tries to bring a hemshach, to take us further. That's what our Malik are up against. I saw Rav Moshe Shapira Zechoino Livracha is Madaik in the Psukim. It says, Asher Korcha Badorech. Amalek came to us to fight Badorech on the way. What's the Torah want? Badorech on this way. He says, this is the Derech. It means the Klal Yisrael. We're on a Derech. We're on a route. We're trying to head somewhere. Rav Moshe Shapira has plans for us. We're getting somewhere. Everything we do is all part of this route together. Amalek are coming to stop that. Anytime they see us trying to advance, get further towards our goal, they come there and they say, no, we're stopping you, we're trying to block you. Because they don't have any future, and they're trying to stop us getting to our future. So any hemshuch, anything that tries to make a hemshuch, that's what our money comes to against. The zacharim, the males, they have the koyach of making hemshuch. The koyach of a zocher is always considered the koyach hamashpia, the one that can bring shefa, you can reproduce, bring further generations. That's a koyach of a zocher. In fact, the zocher and a zecher are the same shorish.
Do we know who they are today,
Amalek? No. No, we don't know. It's a big shaila. But then nowadays, there's a mitzvah. Is a mitzvah just on the tzibur, or is a big mitzvah on the yochid? It's a big shaila about that. But even if you would know there's Amalek, whether you would fight them or not. But we don't know nowadays anyway. Who they are.
So it's an even tougher word to identify.
You can't recognize.
Yeah. So Zocha and Zecha has the same shorish, in fact, because a Zecha, that's what a Zecha is. When something happens, it could be forgotten. It would be forgotten. If you don't make a Zecha to it, something to remember it, then it's forgotten. It has no kiyum. It won't have any future. When you give it a Zecha, when you give it a remembrance, then it has a future to it. That's what a Zecha is. And the same thing as a Zocha. Zocha is the koyach who has the power to produce, reproduce, and bring further generations into the world. And that's why Amalek come to fight the Zachorim of Klal Yisrael, because they can't stand anything that brings any Hemshuch, who tries to take us further forward. They're coming out to fight. They came to me, Matana Klal Yisrael, Mishkav Zocha. They're taking this Koyach, which a Zocha has to produce, to bring more children, to bring further generations in the world, and they try to just use it for a moment's pleasure, just something for the moment. Because they're not interested, they're trying to tell us, no, there's nothing to, don't look ahead, we're not heading anywhere, you're not heading anywhere. Just enjoy yourself for the day. They don't have anything more than the day. They're not heading to any future. That's what Amalek is. That's why the Mechama against Amalek is always on the Mocha, always on the tomorrow. Mudem Heim Amalekim, Lukas B'yoy Mocha, because that is the fight against Amalek. The fight against Amalek, our Koyach against Amalek is that we have a Mocha. We have a tomorrow. They truly don't have a tomorrow. Their future, they don't have any future. They're going to be wiped out when Mashiach comes. We have a Mocha. That's our koyach to fight them, and that's the point that we're trying to fight against them. We're trying to tell them there is a Mocha. Haman comes to say, we've had a few times, in the Megillah, and we even say in Al Anisim, we say, Bikesh Haman, Ashman Aridus Kole Yodim Inal Edokim Taf Benoshim B'yoyim Echol. Why was Haman so desperate to wipe out the whole Klal Yisrael on one day? What did he care if it takes a week? What does he care? At the end of the week, everyone will be gone. Why does it have to be on one day? The point is, Haman is an Amaleki. He's trying to say, there is only Yom Echad. He's not interested in him working on a tomorrow. He's trying to instill in the world that there's only one day. There is no future. We're not heading to any destination. There's only one day. The fight, Esther fell. When we came, finally, Klal Yisrael had the Yeshua. And they managed to fight. To win over Amalek, she felt that we needed to get this point of the Mocha across. She said to Achashverosh, "Nosin gam Mocha layodim, give us an extra day, give us the tomorrow to go and fight Amalek, so that we can fight them back and say, yes, there is a Mocha, there is a tomorrow, we are heading towards a future, to a destination." Chodesh Adar, like we said, is a Chodesh, Kenegat Mechamis Amalek. In fact, the Marshon Sanhedrin is a bit of a big arichos there, but Bekitza, he says that we know every month of the year corresponds to a different Sheva. It's 12 Shavuotim, and each month corresponds to a different Sheva. So he says that the Chodesh of Adar actually corresponds to the Chodesh of Yosef. Sheva Yosef, and that we know Yosef, Shavuotim, Ephraim, and Menashe. That's why sometimes we have two Chodesh Adar, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And he says, Then he's talking about why especially Ma'aba. The halacha is, if you want to make a leap year, you always have to be Ma'aba the Chodesh Adar. You can't make two Elul or Tishri or any other month. It has to be Chodesh Adar. And then he's explaining the reason is because it's a big arichos, but he says the Chodesh, the making an Ibu year gives us a koyach to fight over the Zarish Eleisov. The fact that the Umas Olam only have 12 months and we have 13 months, that gives us a koyach above them to fight them. And he says that's why it's specifically we make the leap year in Chodesh Adar, because the Chodesh Adar corresponds to Shevet Yosef. And like the Gemara says, as Ein Zarish Eleisov Nimsa Elabiyad Zarish El Yosef. The ones who have the koyach really to fight against Zarish and Esau, the children of Esau, are the Sheva of Yosef, like the Pasuk says, Vayah base Esau of Lakash. Esau is compared to straw, and base Yosef, Lahava to the spark. Yosef has a spark that can go and ignite the straw and put it into flames. So, Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh which has the Koyah, Sheva of Yosef, to fight. Zarish and Esau, that's the one that we're Ma'aba, that's the one we make an extra month of leap year to, because that's what gives us the koyach to fight against the Zarish Eleisov. So you see again that Chodesh Adar is the month that has in it the koyach to fight the Zarish Eleisov, to fight Amalek. So I'll just finish off with one beautiful remez to tie up what we've spoken. Chodesh Adar, what does Adar mean? What does Adar mean? The name came from the Golas, Granis Rabba. There's a lot of remezim put into the names of the month. So I saw in this forum they all mitzayin to Gemara and Moed Cotton, Nesoscha and Rosh Hashem Sofer. The Matai to Gemara, sorry, Bates, the Tesvav on the Bates. The Gemara says, Haroitze, she's kind of boy in a chosov. Somebody who wants that his property should have a kiyum, should stay with him, Yita Bahen Ede. He should plant in them an Ede. An Ede is a very strong big tree. Rashi explains there. So by planting this big tree in your property, and everybody hears about it, and everybody says, this person, everyone knows, he has Eder in his property, so no one can ever claim ownership, anyone else can never claim ownership and steal from him his property, because it's known by everybody that this is this person's property. And the Gemara says, Shenema, Ade Bamorim Hashem. What does Eder, why is, what does Eder mean? The Gemara means the Pasuk, Ade Bamorim Hashem, Oyle Shalim, strong, Bamorim. It's a lotion of strength. A strength, because that way I'll keep your properties by you without losing them. Inami says the Gemara, another pshat. Idra kishme. Idra means like its name. Could the Omer inchi, like people say, my Idra, what does Idra mean? It's an expression of the kind of the dori. It lasts for doors for generations. That's what Eder means. Eder means a loshen choizik, a loshen of strength that will keep something for generations on end. That's what they say is Chodesh Adar. It's exactly what we said. Chodesh Adar is a month which is against Amalek. The fight against Amalek is exactly this point. We're trying to show Amalek, yes, we do have a future. We are Kayim. We are heading. We do have a future existence. We're Kayim. For Doira Doiras, we're heading towards a goal. You hold that there's no future. You're trying to stop us getting there. But no, we have a Adar. We have a Chodesh. We have a Kiyom to us. And that's our fight against Amalek. We should be zoichel to be'ez Hashem. Imher of Yomein b'vias koyel tzelik. Imher of Yomein amin. Shkoyel.